My name is Megan, and I am doing this podcast and blog for a school project. I was born 14 days after 9/11 happened, so I never really understood what the country went through and the feelings associated with that day. I became interested in learning more about 9/11 after a trip to New York City and the 9/11 Memorial Museum. In this podcast, I will talk to a few of my family members to share a few of their feelings and memories about that day. I will also be sharing some facts. I will now ask my older brother, Andrew, a few questions. He was about 7 when 9/11 happened. Tell me what you remember about that day.
Well, I remember that on September 11th, I was in school. I was in second grade, I think we decided. And I had an appointment to leave school to go to an eye doctor appointment. But before that, I remember it was kind of strange. A lot of kids started to leave school. Their parents were coming to pick them up. So we knew something was going on. But we knew that we all weren't getting on the buses early. We just knew that the teachers were quiet and things were quiet and a lot of kids were leaving. So I ended up leaving that day too, not because mom wanted to pick me up because of what happened. She felt that we were safe there, but because I had an appointment at the doctor. So I remember getting in the car. You know, I almost remember what I was wearing that day. It was a really nice day at the beginning of school. We had only been in school for a week or so. And I remember going to the eye doctor, and it wasn't in the evening, but there was a sense of, you know, a darker room there that I remember. I remember the shape of the room and that it was filled mostly with older people. And I remember the TVs being on there, and that's how I really first found out about it. I'm sure that, you know, mom and I talked about it a little bit, but I remember, you know, really kind of seeing some things and some chaos on the televisions there. That's really my first memory. I don't remember going back to school or talking about it when we got home. That's what I remember about finding out.
Now we are going to talk to my mom, and at the time, she was living in Western New York with 3 young kids. Tell me what feelings and memories you have about that day.
9/11 started like any other day. My 2 of my kids went off to school, and I got in the car. I was 9 months pregnant with Megan, waiting for the baby's arrival, so I had decided it was such a gorgeous day outside, I was going to start my day early and go to the grocery store with my 3-year-old. So I got in the car, and I remember noticing that the sky was as blue could be. It was just the most magnificent fall day that you could have. The temperature was perfect, probably around 70, and the sky was as blue as blue. Before I had been listening to talk radio, and before I got to the grocery store, the regular programming had come on and said that a plane had crashed into the Twin Towers. I didn't have much knowledge of New York City or what the Twin Towers were. So, you know, it didn't mean all that much to me. They had at first thought it was just an accident on the newscast. So I called my husband, and who was at work, from the car, and I said, you know, why don't you check this out, you know, at work, and see what you can find out, see what you know, you can see on TV. So he did that, and I had hung up with him. While I had started grocery shopping, people were coming into the grocery store, and you could hear the murmurs from people. People, strangers, came up to you and said, "Did you hear another plane hit?" And that's when it first occurred to me that something really big was happening. You know, as I had made my way through the grocery store, you know, there was more and more talk from strangers, people working there, you know, people shopping, about what was going on. So about halfway through the store, I had heard more and more about it, and I thought about my sister-in-law. My brother-in-law was in New York City on a business trip, and I had known that, so I immediately started to call her, and it was really hard to get a cell signal to her. I finally got through to her, and she could not get a hold of my brother-in-law. She had no idea where he was in proximity to all this going on, and could not get a cell signal from him. So I decided to finish my grocery shop. I finished my grocery shopping and got out, put everything away, and went over and sat with her for the rest of the day while she awaited news from her husband. She heard from him a few times during the day as he tried to make his way out of the city, which was really, really difficult because transportation had shut down and, you know, everything was sort of at a standstill because New York City was just in shock. It was, I think everyone in the world was in shock. With my other kids, who were in kindergarten or first grade and second grade, my husband and I had decided we were going to keep all this news from them because it was so terrible. We were going to be very careful with what was being seen on TV at home and how much they actually knew. That was really hard because in every office you went to, there were TVs. Everywhere you went, people were watching and talking about the events, and it was just horrific. You could see it on everyone's faces. As the news started getting out, more and more details came to light, and I was horrified because my husband had been in Boston the week before. He had come home on the Friday before from Logan International Airport, where the terrorists started their flights from. So it occurred to me how random and how scary it was that he had just been there. It touched a little too close to home that way. What else I noticed, the skies just shut down. There were no airplanes anywhere. It just seemed really quiet. You don't notice airplanes every day, but they're out there. You see them randomly. You know, we live not far from the airport, so you see airplanes all the time. But the skies were just silent, and it was almost eerie. After that, flying was never quite the same. My husband flew a lot for business at the time, and my kids and I would always take him to the airport and watch him get on the airplane. We'd watch the airplanes take off. We'd go right to the gates and see him take off and land for every flight. And after that, you weren't allowed to go in the airport and go through security and watch the airplanes take off and land. In fact, barely stop to pick up a passenger or drop them off. The airports became very different. The security was almost scary. And before that, there was almost no security. It was always fun for us to go to the airport. After 9/11, the airports became a much more scary place. And you couldn't experience that with someone who was traveling. Some of the things we did after 9/11, the days right after, I remember, you know, keeping the TV turned off. I remember going into our town and having a candlelight vigil that, you know, people, the whole town came out and just stood there with candles. And, you know, people were quiet at church. People were quiet at the memorial. People were just, I think we were all just stunned. Everyone was very fearful. you know, I was about ready to give birth to Megan, and it was such a scary time. Even weeks after, you know, the whole country was on alert, and it was just, it's so hard to describe to the kids what it felt like, but people who lived through it will never, ever forget the feelings and just the emotions of everyone in the country. I mean, it was awful, but it was so beautiful how the country all pulled together and had the same feelings about these people that, you know, woke up and had no idea this was going to happen to them that day. It was amazing when we went on the trip to the 9/11 memorial last year and walked through the museum, how those emotions just came back to you and how beautiful the museum was done. It really was one of the most touching places I've ever been in my life. It was awesome to be able to tell the kids about it, and the museum itself touched all the kids, even the ones who weren't even alive when it happened. It just gave them a sense of wow, and showed them how incredible the country was and how brave all of those people were, especially the police and the firefighters who did everything in the world to save those there. It was just incredible.
Lastly, we're going to talk to my dad, who was also living in Western New York at the time with three young kids. Tell me what feelings and memories you have about that day.
I was at work in the morning, I remember, and my wife Michelle called me on the phone and told me that a plane had hit a building in New York City. And of course, later on, we learned that it was the Twin Towers. And we started to wonder, and I remember discussing back and forth whether we thought it was a terrorist attack or an accident. This was in the very early stages of the newscast, and information was just starting to flow in. And I quickly got that feeling in my stomach that it was a terrorist attack, and obviously that it was very bad, and sure enough, that's what it turned out to be. That was a real turning point in the thought, because you started to become really worried. It's almost like you knew that your world had changed. And then as the news developed and more video came in and there were live feeds, when we were watching TV, you could see people jumping out of the building, and that was a horrifying feeling, because you know many people had died during the impact and an initial fire, and then people had no other option and were jumping to their deaths. And I don't even know if there's words in the English language to explain what we saw and how we felt. It was just horrifying. And it was terrifying as well. You started to really realize that your world had changed. It wasn't going to be the same after that. Although you really couldn't explain why you felt that way, and you couldn't explain what your future would be like, but you knew things had changed. I had little children at the time, three of them, with one on the way. We were due to have a baby within about 2 weeks. And I remember holding them close, thinking about you know, your family and your children and what was important to you, and being very unsure of things. Going back to work for a minute, I remember talking to some people there. I work in IT. It's a very diverse group. We had people from the Middle East and Indian people as employees, as consultants. We had a very large staff at the time. And I remember talking to them about you know, their thoughts and their fears. They were very afraid of being racially profiled, getting on airplanes to maybe go home. Some of them lived in New York City, New Jersey, in other areas, and they were quite afraid of what their experience would be on getting on an airplane and going through security and being out in public because of, at the time, how people were looking at them. I distinctly remember that. One of the things, too, that I'd like to mention, I was a volunteer firefighter in the late 80s, early 90s, so I had quite an affinity for that group of hardworking men and women that were emergency responders. And I thought of them right away, the number that might have been in the building when it collapsed and what they might have been doing to help people that were injured or who had passed. And I was certain that many of them were affected as well. And of course, it turns out that many of them had died in the collapse, and also many years later of, as we know it, of different health effects. But at the time, I had a TYTAC that was basically a replica of a fireman's axe, and I wore that on my tie at work for weeks afterward in memory and honor of those people that were emergency responders that had perished in those attacks. One of the things I'd like to end with is how odd it was to look up in the sky and see no airplanes. Airplanes are constantly going through the air, especially if you live near metropolitan areas. You see them coming and going, and it's something that we've come to expect and accept. And you don't even really notice them unless one of them is quite low or quite loud or maybe unique. You don't even really notice it. And when the FAA put a ground stop on all planes in the air across the United States, it was eerie. It was odd because the skies were just quiet. I remember looking up and seeing no airplanes. But conversely, and I don't remember now how many days later they were allowed to fly again, but when they started flying, you looked at the airplanes differently, because on TV they showed the planes hitting the building over and over and over and over, and you tended to start to look at airplanes differently, almost as terrorist weapons. They were almost scary to look at. And when you saw the skies light up again with aircraft, you looked at them differently for quite a while until you got used to them in the sky again.
I will end the podcast with some facts about 9/11 that I found to be very interesting. 2,996 people died on 9/11. Of these people, 246 died on the four planes that had been hijacked. 2,606 died in New York City, and 125 died at the Pentagon. According to Time magazine, in the years after the 9/11 attacks, health experts have learned more about how the debris, smoke, and wreckage affected the health of first responders and other survivors of the attacks. Those who stayed in the area and breathed in the dust and smoke had been found to be more at risk for a host of health problems, including cancer, asthma, mental health disorders, and gastrointestinal diseases. A number of 9/11 responders, including firefighters who have been diagnosed with World Trade Center-linked cancers, now exceeds 5,100 people. More than 67,000 responders and 12,000 attack survivors are enrolled in the World Trade Center Health Program. This program is federally funded and provides medical treatment for people affected by the attacks. More than 1,300 members have died as of September 2017. We will never forget the 2,996 people lost on 9/11 and the bravery shown that day, in many ways. We should also never forget those who struggle today because of their service and proximity to the World Trade Center. I hope that other students are exposed to this event and can appreciate the impact this event had on all of our lives. One way to do this is to visit the 9/11 Memorial Museum.